But you mentioned about the university. Were you at all involved with any of
Simon Fraser?
BCIT.
I was just on the Senate at Simon Fraser night, and matter of fact, I was appointed by Eileen Daly, who was the Minister of Education in 1972, and I was on the Senate for 3 years. We've had student association things there, and I've had a great interest, and I think it's a great, great university to have in our backyard, and some interesting things come out of there, some fine people. But not in any other capacity than that. The Senate was interesting. I found that interesting.
The Senate or the Board of Governors?
No, it was the Senate. Yeah, I was appointed by the Minister of Education. Mm-hmm. They did the tokenism. Eileen Daly decided to have a business person. I guess I fell into that. She nominated a woman that looked after that aspect of it, and a non-status Native Indian, Lonnie Hindle. So there's three of us. So we were the lay senators, but she handpicked for that reason, which was good thinking.
Yeah.
And she knew that I wasn't a member that she could have appointed. There, of course, there's no financial remuneration, but it was kind of nice. I've never been to university, so I felt a little out of my element because the academia was not something that I was in. But we had, as you know, the turbulent 60s, and then I came in just at the end of that. Ken Strand was the president of the university, and then Pauline Jewett came in while I was there. I know who I didn't think was very effective as a president. I don't think she was very, I don't mean this in a political sense, I just don't think she was that good. But there were some good people up there. They had very good administrators, and there was, I think, the basic philosophy of that university, I think, has been some exciting things have come in. I think it's the track record after 25 years or whatever it is, I think it's proven that. Some interesting people.
Do you think that the university could perhaps reach out into the community a bit more in any way? I'm asking you a leading question.
No. I think with the fact they've gone into the Vancouver campus, which I think that was a good move, I don't know how much more they could do. They do have a community, I think a presence in the community. They're like all, I was at a luncheon today with the Dean of the Business Administration at BCIT, and listening to him talk, funding, I mean, how far do you go if people know the programs are out there? I don't know anybody that wants to know anything about Simon Fraser. I don't think they'd have a very difficult time finding out about it. I personally think it's they've done a good job. I don't think there's a deficiency there at all.
Tell me about, do you belong to other, you mentioned the Rotary, do you belong to the Rotary or other organizations in Burnaby?
I'm a director of the Variety Club. They call it crew member because it's a show business thing again. And next year we have our 25th anniversary of the Variety Club, the Telethon in Vancouver. That I enjoy very much. I'm a token member of the Chamber of Commerce. I'm not too involved in it. Burnaby Hospital, Bill LaWarne and I co-chair the capital fundraising thing of $3 million, and I've enjoyed that involvement. And that's basically, you can only go so far. I belong to things like the Restaurant Association. I don't mean to minimize that, but food service executive and the Vancouver AM tourist organized. In my industry, I go to the meetings too. I think it's really important to do that. But I guess as far as the total involvement with my Rotary Club, the Variety Club, and Burnaby Hospital, and there's just so many days and hours in a week, so
I try. Have you your own family here?
We have two daughters and a son. The eldest daughter lives in Richmond. Her husband's general manager and a partner, managing director of College Printers. They're on Terminal Avenue. It's a large company here. Our daughter Carol has been with BC Hydro and has just recently switched over to BC Gas for 16 years since out of high school. Her husband, she was married twice. The first one didn't work out too well. And he is with BC Hydro, and they just took a transfer to Prince George. So Carol's with BC Gas, and she's a junior management person with BC Gas, and Doug is in the marketing and the if you don't pay your bill, press hard, there's 12 copies. That's what my son-in-law does, and Marianne. So between the two girls, we have 9 grandchildren. One has 5, one has 4. And I have a 30-year-old single son, and